My curiosity has its own reason for me alone. My curiosity has its own reason for me alone. Do I understand what curiosity is all about? Do I understand why curiosity is in my life? Do I understand why I am curious of so many things? So long as I breathe, so long as I am alive, so long as I am expressing myself as a human being, I will have curiosity about all things. And I have this curiosity because it says to me, there is more to you than appears on the surface. There is more to you than appears in any written book or in any talk any person has ever made. There is more. Because you are the allness. And because you're the allness, your curiosity is always probing into the allness that you are. I have the ability to listen to my allness. I have the ability to know about my allness. I have the ability to be my allness if I want to. Now, when do I want to really listen to what my allness has to tell me? Well, you might say, at times that I'm bored. And that's not true. I want to listen to my allness every time I think a thought. I think a thought, it has a broader complexity than anything I could imagine for it. My curiosity has its own reason for me alone, because for me alone is the revelation of inner understanding. For me alone is the revelation of the awareness of the divine within me. For me alone. Now, you might say that everyone has the divine within them. Everyone has this revelation of the reality that they are. Everyone has that. And that is true. And that's why everyone looks at it uniquely, especially, just as they alone can think about it, can see it, can feel about it, can know about it, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. They think about it for themselves. And you and I, we think about it for ourselves. And that's what our curiosity is all about. It's stupid and silly, but they say, you have to put your hand on what you think somebody calls wet paint to see if it's wet. You have to put your hand on a hot stove to see if it's hot, because people say it's hot. You have to do these things. Well, now, you don't have to do any of them, but it's your curiosity. It's your inner awareness that says to you, is that true? Is that true? And then we come to the broader scope of inner awareness. And the broader scope of inner awareness is when we say to ourselves, okay, that bed of coals are red hot. They're very hot. But I am going to be untouched by them because I live in a broader scope. I live in a scope which is untouched by any human aspect. I can reach beyond the stars. I can reach beyond all of my imagination. I can know beyond that which appears to be. Now I'm going to walk on those red-hot coals and not be touched by it. I'm going to be untouched. Now, to do that, I have to change my attitude. To do that, I have to redefine what those red-hot coals are. And I call those red-hot coals cool, wet moss. And I say that, and I train myself in less than 24 hours, in less than 12 hours, I train myself to have a new attitude about that bed of red-hot coals. And I see that bed of red-hot coals as cool, wet moss. And I see that bed of coals as cool, wet moss. And I see that bed of cool, wet moss. And I walk over that cool, wet moss. And I feel the gentleness of that cool, wet moss. I am sensitive to only that which I wish to be sensitive. And it's my curiosity that moves me into this sensitivity, into this inner awareness of who I really want to be. It's my curiosity that opens up these doorways within myself and says, hey, check this out. Hey, check that out. What are you going to call this? What are you going to name this? What are you going to expect as an experience with this activity? When you dive into the water, are you going to be able to swim for a long time underwater without breathing air? Well, you can, and you can do it forever. And you can grow gills if you wish and use that. Or you can swim without the gills. Now, there are many people who are showing us time and again things that can be done. It's their curiosity. It's our curiosity in these various areas. Do we want to limit ourselves to whatever we see the human, the physical, the everyday activities of our life bring to our attention? Or do we want to go beyond that? Do we want to go beyond and use our curiosity to step into all sorts of dimensions of beingness, into all sorts of expressions of fullness? We can do that. We can do that anytime we wish. We can do that and we can enjoy it. We can do that and we can love it. And do we really want to do that? Is that something that is exciting for us, or are we just the ordinary person who really doesn't get excited about anything? Are we the ordinary person who just does not get excited about doing anything at all, just being ourselves and having fun and letting go without any curiosity? Do you believe that there is a being existing in this universe who does not have curiosity? Do you believe that there is anyone in the world who does not have curiosity for one thing or another? It's how deep is our curiosity? How intensive is our curiosity? And how much is it for ourselves alone? Do you visualize yourself doing all sorts of wonderful things at times? Do you visualize yourself flying without an airplane? Do you visualize yourself going somewhere, being somewhere? Do you visualize yourself talking to people in places that you are not in physical form there? And you do that. Do you think of ideas? Ideas that are way out. And you say to yourself, oh, that's a way out idea. That's wonderful. And what sort of way out idea would that be? Oh, pretend that we usually think of them as something in the physical, something in the human aspect. But, all right, here now. Imagine that you're an angel. Now, what is an angel? Now, you define an angel, and as you define an angel, you find that that's the definition for yourself. That's the definition of who you are. You are that angel. You are that form. You are that being that is unlimited. Now, are you going to be an angel as they have in many of the stories who has to get his wings, or the angel who has to listen to God and listen to something outside of himself? Or are you going to be the angel that is the absolute infinite itself? Are you going to be the angel God? Are you going to be the angel above all angels and including all angels? And are you going to say that I am divine? You can, you know. My curiosity has its own reason for me alone. And when I let my curiosity take me into its hold, into its arms, you might say, and live in its presence, how wonderful that is and how glorious that is and how exciting that is. Because that is just who I am. That is just what I am. I am my curiosity. I am my expectation from me of whatever it is that I would like to experience. I am my world. I am my life. I am my allness. And there is nothing else beside. Yes, I am the allness. You are the allness. The allness is all we are. And when we let go and let our curiosity take us into the realms of imagination, into the realms of of dreaming into the realms of experiencing the allness that we are, we forget that we were limited at any time. Open up your eyes with me and see how wonderful all is. See how exciting letting your curiosity, as I let mine, take me into realms that are exciting and beautiful and wonderful and fantastic. Move into who you are today. And as you move into who you are today, delight in every single way who and what you are. Because that's your reality. That's your reality, and that's all that matters. Wake up to it today and say, yes, that is me. And I like it, I like it, I like it. Just like I say to each of you, I love you, I love you, I love you.